Speak about Yom HaYoma. The calendar today shows that today is the latest time of nets possible in the year. The last few days, 8:07 in London. And we'll discuss the various problems or advantages of davening with the nets and the problems davening before the nets or after the nets. The Chabad in Siman Pei Tes Hilchos Tefillah starts off saying, Zman Tefillah Sashacha, the time of Tefillah Shachis, Mitzvosa, Shiyaschil Imho Neit Sachama. It's mitzvah to begin davening Shachis, which means the Shemoni Esra, with Neit Sachama, with sunrise. Kedeksiv, like I said, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Yira'ucha Im Shomesh, they shall see you with the Shemesh, with the sun. Which Pashtus means that you should daven, Tefillah should take place with the sun together. As Adam and Foshim say, the Mashor and Brochot explain, the Oiv Dechama, this is to exclude most people who serve the sun, and we therefore daven to the Rebbeinu Shleim, when the sun comes out, Yira'ucha Im Shemesh, that's the Inyan of davening Avodah Zarah Mashor, to daven with the Shemesh together, to exclude the Oiv Dechama. The Im Hispalo says the Machaber further, if one davens Misha'ola Amud HaShacha, Veheye Penei HaMizrach, if one davens before this time, before the time of Netzachamo, Misha'ola Amud HaShacha, Veheye Penei HaMizrach, Rabbi Halacha goes lengthy into this and explains that the Mechaba holds the time, the earliest time to daven is Amud HaShacha together with Heye Penei HaMizrach. That means the morning light together with the east side of the world has to be lightened up. Yotza, he is Yotza. So that's the Loshon HaMechaba. The Loshon HaMechaba is the Zman Tefillah HaShacha is with Netzachamo, for Netzachamo. So if one davens Misha'ola Amud HaShacha Veheye Penei HaMizrach, Yotza is Yotza, which is Mashma B'Dieved. Yotza. Yotza normally means one shouldn't daven then. If one davens before Netzachamo, one is Yotza B'Dieved. If one davens, one is Yotza. Mishnah Berurah says straight away, Yotza B'Dieved. You're Yotza B'Dieved. Even if it wasn't a time of great necessity, and you happen to daven before Netzachama, you're Yotze B'dieved. Or B'sha'at HaTchak, if it's a time of necessity, the Chak is more than necessity, as strong as you're pushed to daven then. Kegoyim, for example, the Mishnah Berurah gives a few examples. The Mashkim Lotzei Saderech, when one gets up early to go on a journey, he's going to miss his journey. Ukahai Gavna, or similar cases, Sha'at B'chak V'oynet, other cases of the Chak or oynus, afilu lechatchila. Then even lechatchila, one is allowed to lechatchila go and daven before nit at the time of shah dechak va'oynus. So that's the shtickle Mishnah Berurah on this seif, that the man tefillah hashachah nit tachama, but yevad one can daven from alayt hashachah. Where's the makayah of this? Is the makayah of this is a famous Gemara, comes up twice, a few times actually in Brochas. The Gemara brings a braisa at the beginning of tefillah hashachah. And the Gemara says the beginning of Tefillah HaShacha, the Gemara is the Braisa, Mitzvoso Sheyaschil Emanei Tzachama. The Gemara picked Akasha. In the Mishnah it says Tefillah HaShacha Ad Chatzos, Reb Yehuda Oima Ad Dalet Shos. Tefillah HaShacha can be done until Chatzos, also 4 hours. But the Gemara Akasha Reminu, the first Gemara in Tefillah HaShacha. Mitzvoso, the Mitzvah of Shachet is, as we say in Braisa, Emanei Tzachama. And the Braisa is the reason. What's the reason? In other words, the Gemara seems to be saying the reason why one has to daven, says the Braisa, with Neit Sachama, is in order to begin Shachris. It's what the mitzvah of Kriyishma, sorry. The mitzvah of Kriyishma has to be with Neit Sachama. Why is the mitzvah of Kriyishma has to be before Neit Sachama? Today, in order, she spanned the yom, you should start davening the earliest time possible of the day, which is Neit Sachama. So the Gemara asks Akasha, why are you telling me you can daven Shmoni Esther until 4 hours, until Chatzos? The Braisa is the mitzvah of Neit Sachama. Then for the Gemara, Kitanya, when this Braisa learns, Kitanya, he's the Vasikin. This is for the Vasikin. So actually, who's Vasikin? Hamakdim in the mitzvahs. Those who are Makdim or Zoris the mitzvahs. Umachadim Naas is Dovah Bizmano, Yomitzvotay. Yashi in Alapay says there's reason. For those are the reason who are Machmirim, who are Makdim in the mitzvahs, for them the time is by Neit Sachama. So Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Vasikin ho yugoimrim oisraim ha Neit Sachama. The Vasikin used to finish Krishma with Neit Sachama, and the reason was, is it's few in Yonim, there's the Inyan of Geula Litzvila, to make Gaal Yisrael, which is the last bracha of Krishma, Somoch to Shmoni Esra. In order, one should begin Shmoni Esra, gleich, Banet, straightway Banet. So they finished the Kriya Shema, the Brachos of Kriya Shema, straightway just before Net, and then they could make Geula next to Tzvila, and they could begin Shemini Esrei straightway. Mashma from the whole Gemara, the Inyan of davening with Net is the Inyan of Shemini Esrei, in order to begin Shemini Esrei straight after Net. Therefore, one has to automatically, and the Inyan of Geula Tzvila, davening God Yisrael next to Shemini Esrei, therefore one has to daven Kriya Shema, Samach and Net before. But there's a mashma, the whole Inyan is the Inyan of Tzvila. So on this, the Emes is, this is the Makoy, it says the Be'er HaGoyla, this Gemara with the Rosh, the Din of the Machaber. Even though the Gemara doesn't speak about davening before Nate, the Gemara discusses davening with Nate, the Gemara says this is a Sikin, the Gemara discusses for the rest of the people, one can daven Asher the Sha'am, for the rest of the people who aren't such as the reason, Sha'am Espalde Ma'achrin, the rest of the people daven later, can daven till Chatzos, or till 4 hours, but the Gemara doesn't discuss davening before Nate. So on this command is a Rosh, and the Rosh says the following Lashon, I read out the Lashon of the Rosh, and you can see for yourself Pshat in the Rosh. The Rosh says, "Utchila zmano," the beginning of the time of davening, the Rosh is Siman Aleph in Tfilas Hashacha, Yire, it would appear, Misha'olo borak Hashacha veheye penei amizrach, from when the light of the morning comes up, and the eastern side of the world is lit. Why is it that time? Midah dahava tomit hashacha, the same as the tomit shel shacha, the tomit shel shacha, and he quotes reish peyik beis the yuma, the first of the second peyik in yuma. There's a din, there's a mishnah when the tomit hashacha was brought up, also quite a famous mishnah. The mishnah says the beginning of the second peyik of yuma. He used to call out in the Beis HaMikdash every morning. He used to go to the loop. He used to call out by koi third peyik. Omer Hem Amamuna, the third peric of Philosoph of Yuma, Su'ur Ru'ui Migiyah Zman HaShchita, they would send somebody out to see if the time of Shchita of Tomid would come. Im Higiyah, the time would come, Haroya Oime, the one who saw the light, would say, Bar Koi, Bar Koi means Borok, it's become light. Matisya ben Shmuel Oime, Matisya ben Shmuel says, Heye Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ad She B'Chevrin. He would ask a question, has it been lit until Chevrin? Who Oime, the man and the roof would say, Hein. Yes. So it's Mashmah from the Gemara there, that the Zman of the Shechitas HaTomid was Ola Borak HaShacha Veheye Penei Kala Mizrach Ad She B'Chevron. Oh, Ad She B'Chevron is mentioned as Chuzabas, but as they stating Gemara there, that Heye Penei HaMizrach, that's the time of Shechitas HaTomid. Says the Rosh, Tfilas HaShacha Yitach Mechuvan Keneget Korban HaTomid, as they stating Gemara, Tfilas Keneget Tumid and Tiknu. Therefore, with the Peir, the Zman of Shachis is also Yeru'ucha Im Shemesh. Sorry, but the pin, I hear from Amizach. Then he carries on, and these are the crucial words. Aval gav the ikka mitzvah to imha neitz hachama. Even though the main mitzvah is with neitz hachama, kidiksib yiru'ucha im shemesh, that's what we've learned from now, mikol mokoy im hispalil bezu hashor yotza. If he davened in this time from heye p'nei Amizach and olav omad hashacha, he is yotza. The hatana lechosh the parasha, the Tana doesn't bother speaking it out, the middle said the pshitahi. There's no need for the Tana of the Mishnah to discuss. We can daven already from Amud HaShacha, because that's a davar poshut. The later time for davening is Toyin on Bizman HaTomid. The Gemara says 4 hours in Chatzos is a machlekes to be Yehuda and Chachamim. That's dependent when they brought the Tomid. So it's an obvious matter. Says the Kuvavim, the calls of Man HaMukdim, it's poshut as well. The earliest time for Shachet is Toyin on Bizman HaTomid, which would mean from Amud HaShacha. As they state in Rosh. So it comes out from the Rosh's Doshim, that the Emes you can daven from Aleph HaShacha, but if you daven from your Yotza, or Baal Kaponim, the Ikka Mitzvah is Neitz HaChama, and some of them need to mention it Bechlal, because it's an obvious thing. Now from the Rosh's Doshim, when you learn the Rosh inside, it's a bit schwer, because the way the Mishabur brings out Yotza in the Machaba, is Mashma B'dievet, B'Shacha, T'chak, Yotza, Aleph HaShacha. The way the Rosh brings it out, L'Choyra, before Neitz and after Neitz should be exactly the same. Because what does the Rosh say? The Rosh says, how do we know we can daven before Netz HaShacha? Says the Rosh, Korban Tomid, you can bring the Korban Tomid, the Mishnah in Yuma. Says the Rosh, is such a poshut that he says, the Tana doesn't need to mention it. Why doesn't the Tana need to mention it? Because we know you can daven until Chatzos, until Dalet Shor, to come to Yehuda v'Chachomim, and that's Toivon Zman HaTomid. So we see there's other poshut, you can daven to Zman HaTomid. So if there's other poshut, you can daven to Zman HaTomid, says the Rosh, it's obvious you can also start davening at the Zman HaTomid, which is Netz HaShacha. The Rosh seems to take on after Nate and before nit is the chayyur exactly the same, the lashon of the rashi. It's much more than the rashi. It's not more of a b'di'evah to daven before nit than to daven after nit. Why do you say lashon yotz of the rashi? Because abad, if you're standing before nit and you can't wait for the ikka mitzvah to begin, which is netzach hamor, then abad, you shouldn't go along with daven shachris because you're missing the mitzvah min amuvcha, the inyan of yiruchim shemesh. After nit, once you missed it, you can't tell a person to wait for nit. He's missed it. It's gone. He's got to daven. He's nechatchil. He should daven. Before nit, he shouldn't daven nechatchil. He should wait for the mitzvah min amuvcha to daven. That's what's mashma in the Rosh. The Mishnah Berurah seems to bring out much stronger the point. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say that before net is more of a b'di'evah, it's only b'sha'at ha'chak, and mashkim not tisladerech, all these kind of things. And the Rosh itself is a chayra b'sashver. The Rosh itself is mashma. There's no more b'di'evah davening before net than davening after net. The Rosh is before net and after net seems to be all the same. It seems to be only a problem of, well, not a problem at all. It seems to be nechatchila, there's man atomid. It's just not the mitzvah min amuvcha to daven then because you haven't got your yerucha im shomesh. And the Mishmur seems to say much more than that. Shtikala ora on the Mishmur, where he gets from this inyan of yotza b'di'evet. So now let the Mishmur atakat shver. Until I found in the Bi'ah Agro in Shulchan Aruch, the Vilna Gaon Kadake is very makapta, but the Vilna Gaon brings a Tosfos of brachos and a Mishnah Megillah. The Vilna Gaon brings the Mishnah Megillah, also a famous Mishnah, which the Mishnah says in Megillah that Chacham Aveis, that all the mitzvahs should be done, the emes from Netzach Hamah, all the mitzvahs should be done from Netzach Hamah. But Yebed, if I'm done them, Mishallah Amad Ashacha, he is Yotza. At least it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah makes me and Tvila, and various other mitzvahs, and Brismila, all the mitzvahs should be done, the emes from Netzach Hamah, mitzvahs, Shakosha, the Yom, should be done during the day. But the Eved, if I'm done with Amud Ashacha, is one is Yotza. So bring the Vilna Gaon on this halach and Shulchan Aruch Yotza, he says, Midat Ahava, just like the Mishnah Megillah Dachot, where the Mishnah says that all the mitzvahs done by Yoyim have to be done from Netzach Hamah. One sees the Chayyah here, another point in Gansan. From the Biago, one can see that the Indian of not davening before Netz, the Indian of not davening before Netz is the Indian of the Mishnah Megillah, where the Mishnah says, any mitzvahs which are meant to be done in a day should be done from Netzach Hamah. Before Netzach Hamah, it's only a b'di'evet. So we seem to have two reasons why one shouldn't daven before Netz. We have the Rosh, Pashtus, the Rosh. The Rosh seems much not clear in the Rosh, that's not clear, but the Rosh doesn't say more than that. Al Kaponim, you have the way we're learning the Rosh. The Rosh seems to say, the reason why one shouldn't daven before Netz, is because the mitzvah min amuvcha to daven with Netz. As though you state in Torah, Yireucha im Shemesh, as the Apostle considered, there doesn't seem to be any other Indian of davening before Netz. Why one shouldn't daven before Netz is the same reason why one shouldn't daven after Netz. It's not the mitzvah min amuvcha, but there's man tefillah. Then we have the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says that all the mitzvahs that have to be done during the day should be done only from Netzach Hamah and further. Whereas before Netzach Hamah, the mitzvah shouldn't be done because before Netzach Hamah, it's a b'di'evet, ma'alei tashacha till Netzach Hamah. So according to that reason, one can then say what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, that it's a big b'di'evet to daven before Netz, because all the other mitzvahs, Brismila, Lulav, all the other mitzvahs are all makbid. If one can, one should only do it from Netzach Hamah and further, not before. So according to that reason, we can understand why there's an inyan of not davening before Netz. And why it's not only b'di'evet, you're in the mashkin, not the derech, b'shad, b'chat, v'oyin, as we say to the Mishnah Berurah, that's according to that reason, it's very good, it's understandable. That reason, the second reason of the Vilna Gaon, it's not brought in Chai Odom, but in Chai Odom and Klal Tezayin, he also brings clearly the same words as the Mishnah Berurah, that one should only daven before Netz, the Mokrim Shah Tzachak V'Oimus. Is this something for Shein Abbas? We're going to go into it a little bit. The Bi'alocha brings a Pre-Chodosh. The Bi'alocha brings a Pre-Chodosh, where the Pre-Chodosh is Choylek on the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch. It's Choylek on the Mechaber. The Pichodesh brings down, the Pichodesh says clearly, Meshehe Pnei HaMizrach is Zman Tzfilah L'chatchila. Now when we say Zman Tzfilah L'chatchila, even though of course Netzach Hamah is Avadu B'mitzah Min Amurcha, is Yerucha Im Shemesh and all the Ma'ar is Avadu B'netzach Hamah, in a Mizrach Kolei Sayoyim, but the Pichodesh brings down that the Zman Tzfilah L'chatchila, in other words, no Shah Tzachak, you can daven already Meshehe Pnei HaMizrach. As we say in Pichodesh, the Bi'alocha brings him down. Only Vasikin is called Netzach Hamah. Now, Mishmura says, Avada, if you start davening from Hey, Panei HaMizrach, you're into another problem, because there's a Gemara which says that you can't put on tefillin from Hey, Panei HaMizrach. Tefillin, you have to wait for Mishiyake, and you can't say Krishma from Hey, Panei HaMizrach. Krishma, you also have to wait for Mishiyake. Since the Bi'alocha, therefore Avada from Alois HaShach has a problem to daven technical reasons. I mean, Shemani Efti, you could daven. You've got a problem of Shema, and you've got Hey, Panei HaMizrach, even Hey, Panei HaMizrach. So whenever it's Shach, whatever one you hold around, it's a shach. The Mishmur says Hey, Panei HaMizrach, it's a shach at the same time. The Mughalavon splits it up, the Mishmur holds it at the same time. Whenever you hold it's a shach, like Hey, Panei HaMizrach. So you wouldn't be able to put on tefillin then, you wouldn't be able to say Krishma then, but you would be able to daven Shemini Esrei technically, if you could daven without good tefillin, if you could daven without tefillin, you could daven Shemini Esrei without the Shemini Esrei Krishma, you would be yotzei Shemini Esrei with the Eved. But Avada says the Mishmur, therefore, if somebody daven Mishiyake, from Mishiyake, and barely put on a tefillin, he daven Shemini, he daven Shemini Esrei, he lives before next. Efter the A Limchais Beyat Hanoyeg in the Hokkah. It must be even not the Shat of Chak. Some of the, even a person normally daven then, Efter the A Limchais Beyat Hanoyeg in the Hokkah. Now, what's the Pshat in Pri Chodosh? Is that Pshat in Pri Chodosh is the Emmet, if you look in the Pri Chodosh, the Pri Chodosh Taka says this vote. The Pri Chodosh zogt, as I look into Pri Chodosh itself, he says there's no Inyan of waiting for next Lechatchela, to daven Shmoyne, I mean there's Inyan of Yerucham Shemesh, but no Inyan mitzav Yotzdan Tzvila, because he says Tzvila Tashacha doesn't go into the category of those mitzvahs which are done by Yoyim. Mitzvahs which are done by Yoyim, for example, Shaking Lulav or Bris Mila, all the other mitzvahs, they're toil on Yoyim, they're toil on day. Shachris is toil on Zman HaTomid. Shachris is not toil on Yoyim, on day. A mitzvah which is toil on Yoyim, a mitzvah which is toil on day, so there's a din, the Chatchila Neitzachamo, but the Eved from Aleit HaShacha. So states the Mishnah in Megillah. If one doesn't, but the Eved from the Aleit HaShacha, one is not Yotza. One's got to wait, I mean, sorry, one is Yotza, but only but the Eved. But Kaponim is not the Chatchila, it's not Yotza, the mitzvah, the Chatchila. The mitzvah of Tfilas HaShacha is not dependent on a day. The mitzvah of Tfilas HaShacha is dependent on the Zman HaTomid. And the Zman HaTomid was bought by a Koi straight away when it became night. Why they bought them, I don't know, but they bought them when it became night. And in Eila, it comes out to the Pri Chodosh that a Chatchila already you can daven Shachris from the time of Hei Panei HaMizrach. The same Tzvar is also brought in Moshe Feinstein, even though Moshe Feinstein says Tzorech I Nedina, he says Tzorech I Nedina v'chiddush gadru, that's what he calls it, Tzorech I Nedina v'chiddush gadru, by his nephew after Mashala regarding between they made double, I think it was double winter, double summertime or double winter time, I don't know, it was in America during the time of the war, during the time of the war with the Arabs because of various shortages of fuel. There's a Nashala there, the Shala Topshi and Chop Test, that's in 1969. But after he asked Nashala to Moshe Feinstein whether they could daven, people were going to work, whether they could daven very early. And Moshe Feinstein brings there also this Chiddush, and he says, Venir Ami Yadati, it could be a Chiddush to say, but also the same Chiddush as the Pri Chodosh, so he doesn't bring the Pri Chodosh, interesting. But he says that it could be another guy, the Mishnah in the Gila, when it mentions all the mitzvahs Hayoi, doesn't mention the Chalal Tfilas HaShacha. It mentions the Tnupa and Ketir Sa'oima and various other mitzvahs. I don't know if Mishnah again in front of me, but it mentions the whole list of mitzvahs. And it doesn't mention Tfilas HaShacha. Now, Tfilas HaShacha is probably one of the first mitzvahs you mention. It says the Moshe Feinstein because Tfilas HaShacha is not included in this mitzvah of Negeya B'yoy. Tfilas HaShacha is Toilon Zman HaTomid, and therefore could be even a Chatchila, one can daven Tfilas HaShacha before next. So it comes out now what we got. We've got two main shittas here. We have two reasons regarding Tfilas HaShacha when there's man is. We have the Vilna Gaon on one side, the Vilna Gaon, the Mishamru, the Chai Odom, who all seem to say that the Halacha is before Netz is a Goethe B'dievet, and the Makor we've got is because Koidam HaNetz is like any other mitzvah, which one shouldn't really do before Netz, only B'Shachat Chak. Then we have on the other side, the Pri Chodosh, who argues with the Mechaber, and we have Moshe Feinstein, who says, Tzorech Hi Nedina, the Chiddush Gadol, we also want to turn at the same line, that there's no Inyan, that the Tfilas HaShach has nothing to do with other mitzvahs which are done by Yom. Tfilas HaShach is separate from that, because Tfilas HaShach is dependent on the Zman HaTomid. The Zman HaTomid was bought B'Shach by a Koi when it became light straight away, and therefore if you not want to be with those, you were kind of mitzvah in Amozcha, the Fikin is no different davening after next than davening before next. Now, if I've got one, I should wait for next, for the Inyan of the Fikin. If I'm can't, one is not, it's not B'Shach of Chach, or the Yevet Godel, one extra could daven before next. And the Halacha says, it could be one not moicha, biyad hanoyeg in the hokel, even shalei b'shachat chak. Interestingly enough, this inyan of not doing a kaima mitzvah before nets any mitzvah she's done by yoyim, like the ktiyas ha'oyma, or tenufas ha'oyma, all other mitzvah megillah, what's the reason why I shouldn't daven it, do it tomorrow for shacha? As Rashi says in Megillah, Rashi says, because it's not possible, before I left for shacha, it's still dark out, one can't always tell the exact time. Therefore, one should always go to Netzachama. Netzachama is completely light. It's nothing to do with the evidence. It's possible, one doesn't know the time so well. Before I left for shacha, one can't see completely light. It's only after Netz, when it becomes completely light, one realizes it's day. Before I left for shacha, there's always a mokum tov. There's always a place still to make a mistake. The Mishnah in Yom itself brings down a story when the Shechit is on Tomid. They once got mixed up with the light of the moon, and the Shech with Tomid too early, and it became possible. We see that it's possible to make mistakes between Aleph Shacha and Netzachama. I saw brought down in the Sefer, in Yunei Halachas, when the Sefer came out. So he brings down there, and if you also see the Shinsky of Yerushalayim, he davened once, he used to daven around Netz time, and he wasn't always makwe to daven with Netz. Sometimes he davened before Netz. And they asked him what the chat is, and he brought a very interesting Tshuvas Ma'asham. Tshuvas Ma'asham is Siman Aleph. The Shana there is brought down regarding a shul that had a limited amount of Elovim and Esrogim to shake, and it was a big hiller, and they wanted to daven Yom Tov, it was Chol HaMoed or Yom Tov, and the whole shul had to shake Lulav and Esrog, which took a very long time because there was only a limited amount to go around. And the Shala was whether they could start davening and daven Shemin Esrog before Net. In order, it's going to take a long time before Hallel, before everyone shake Lulav and Esrog, in order they should finish on time. And the Ma'asham was Mate. And one of the reasons the Ma'asham was Mate was, and here was the Indian of shaking Lulav and Esrog before, it wasn't even davening before Net. It was the Indian as well of shaking Lulav and Esrog before Net, which as we said, the Mishnah Megillah says, Kol HaMitzvah, which is kosher b'yoyim, should only be done b'yoyim after Net l'chatchila. The Ma'asham was Mate, and the reason why the Ma'asham was Mate was, because he says, nowadays, since we have clocks, Ma'asham, since we have clocks nowadays, and there's not such a mokum to make a toss, because everyone's got a clock and everyone's got a watch, therefore there's no Indian, so you don't have to be machmen so much to daven before next. Comes out according to this chat, even according to the shittas which hold this, but the ever is daven before next, because of the Mishnah Megillah, nevertheless nowadays you've got clocks, according to Masham, there's also a mokum and the hokum. And although you're passing, we also see the Shinsky himself, it wasn't always marked with the net, he was done before, because he said there are like chiddush gadol. But those times there, it's not such an Indian nowadays, because we've got clocks, we can know when a later shacha is. But those are two shittas. Interesting is, when I learned these two shittas, I came out another shala, halacha l'maaseh, which is also very shver. If we're going to say, according to the Vilna Gaon and according to all the shittas, and that's how we pass him, okay, halacha l'maaseh, remember the Pichodesh and the Moshe Feinstein, both argue with the shittah in Shulchan Aruch. Moshe Feinstein says the Chiddush Gadol Hu, and the Pichodesh is brought on Chayle Kala Machaba. But the general shittah in Shulchan Aruch seems to be with the Mahalach of the Vilna Gaon and the Mishamura and the Chayodom. They all seem to learn that the Yotzah is only b'di'evet because it's like any mitzvah which is done by day. It's Dachman Fegan HaShayla. How comes that Kriya Shema, one can daven before mitzvah? Kriya Shema is also a mitzvah which has to be done during the day. Those people who daven it, daven Kriya Shema before mitzvah, and Shemona Esra after mitzvah. So all the davening Shemona Esra after mitzvah, we don't want to daven before mitzvah. Why? Because kol mitzvah which are kosher b'yayim are only kosher b'di'evet, b'di'evet. What about Krishma? Krishma is a chicham, it's Shabbayim. So why is Krishma better? And the Kinnach Pegah Mevi Dem, the Ashit Rishonim which holds, which is somehow we're learning, the Ashit Rishonim Rabbein Yoina, and they are going to build it from Mishnah and Brachot. The Mishnah and Brachot says, a Baal Keri, who was Tomet, and had a Toivel, says the Mishnah, a Baal Keri who Toivel, im Yochel is Kachseis Veligma, if he can cover himself up and finish Asher Tomet Tachama, he should cover himself in the mikvah water, and laying Kriya Shema there, and then, if he can cover himself properly, a liberator ever, Mishnah and Brachas, he can cover himself up and laying Kriya Shema before Netzachama. Why is this Baal Keri laying Kriya Shema before Netzachama? He's not going to daven straight after Netzachama. He's standing in the mikveh, he's not going to daven Shemin Esra in the mikveh. We're talking about Kriya Shema Dafka. Again, that's not daven Shemin Esra. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, is a riot in this Mishnah, says Rabbeinu Yoina. Besides the Indian of davening Shemin Esra, straight after Netz, and that's why we want to finish Kriya Shema before next, this is when the Yonis and Brochot have Chet on the date. Besides the Inyan, which we're saying till now, to start Shemin Esther straight away after Nate, to finish Krishma with Nate, and Gu'ul Lefila, there's another Inyan. Lechat Chila, even according to Rabbi Elezer, the Machlekes Mishnah, Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Elezer says until Nate Tachama, and Rabbi Shua says until Nate Tachama, Rabbi Shua says until Gimel Shaw, till 3 hours of the day. Even according to Rabbi Shua, or I think it's Rabbi Elezer, I'm not sure which way around it goes, but we hold, The Indian is to down the still in the Chathchila to say Krishma before Netzachano. And it's called an Aloha Namasa. And one should say Krishma from Dagon, one should say the earliest time possible. So one sees from here that even according to an Aloha Namasa, you know, according to some, or even according to Ben Yehuda, Zechazai, is the Indian to say Krishma before Netzachano. How we're saying the Chere Pink Paket. The Krishma, which is the Mitzvah Shabayoyim, should only be done after Netzachano, because every Mitzvah Shabayoyim should be done after Netzachano. It's also a bit not shvei kind. It's a matter of Baruch Shem. I found the Tosfos in Yuma, the long Tosfos. Now the Tosfos in Yuma, if you look, if we learn Tosfos properly, Mamash discusses this issue. Tosfos is the Lamed Zayin on the base. An interesting Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says there that Hilini Hamalka, the Mishnah says, Hilini Hamalka made for the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara discusses various items, various people donated and made for the Beis Hamikdash. And it says she made an Ivresha Shazav. She made a gold menorah. Not a real menorah, but a gold model of a menorah to put on top of the door of the Heichal. And what was the reason? The Gemara says, "B'shal sha'ancham azayrechav," and the sun would shine. Nitzoytzus yotzim yimeno. Sparks would come out of it. Not sparks, but light would come out of this menorah. The hakol yodim, everybody would know from the reflection, from the design of the sun, or from the reflection of the sun upon this gold menorah. Shehigia zman krishma, the time of krishma has arisen. So here the Amalka made some type of donation to Beit Hamikdash. Where the sun would shine, it would shine, reflect on this gold menorah on top of the Heichal, and everybody would know this man of Krishma has come. And the Gemara discussed it. The Gemara says, why would they need Krishma when the sun shone? Because of Anshe Mishma, Anshe Ma'am, as we won't get into it now, but they named Krishma later and earlier. So the Gemara says, Shah Amad Yerushalayim, not for the Kohenim. The Kohenim would name Krishma earlier or later, but the rest of the people in Yerushalayim, they would know this man of Krishma when they look at this menorah, they see the reflection. Vectosis of an art, I'm going to do it very quickly, on vectosis of an art, why would there be any Krishma when the sun shone off the menorah? Krishma, we just said it named when? Before Netzachama, before the sun shone. So what was the idea of this menorah? This menorah was Shachama Zayachas, and Tosis Yodif Mimena, the spark shone off it, and Krishma should be named before Netzachama. So the two Mahalchim and Tosis, you can't get all the guys, actually, because the two Mahalchim and Tosis, and one Mahalach is a big Kiddush, which a lot of people don't know Halacha. A big chiddush in it. One mahalach is Tosfos correct. Netzachama taka, the best time saying before the sun shone. But in those days, it's very difficult to work out exactly what Netzachama is, because to work out exactly what Netzachama is, you have to have a radio-controlled watch to have a proper Netzachama. Is difficult to work out. Therefore, for the rest of the people in Yerushalayim, Mashah Amad Yerushalayim, for the rest of the people in Yerushalayim, they would name Kirish Mataka after the sun has risen already. There would know definitely a day after the sun has risen. But rather, you should name Kirish Mataka the secret name beforehand. Rabbeinu Chananel and Rabbeinu Tam, interestingly, both learn from this Gemara here, there's a Machlokes. And they learn, there's two ways of learning. They learn that some people hold that the mitzvah of Krishma is not before Netz, the mitzvah of Krishma is taka only after Netzachama. And when, so they've got Machlokes, we've got the Rabbeinu Chananel and Rabbeinu Tam. Why do the Vasika name before Netz? So Rabbeinu Tam says the Vasika name before Netz Shalei Kedin. Because Machmas Chavivas Atfilah, Murid Gechidish. Because they love the tefillah, ulahacha koyin krishma shaloi kedin b'shvil chaviva tefillah. And you want to see the raya of Tosfos. So Tosfos brings the raya. How does Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Tam learn that krishma has to be done after Netz? They've been mamish on raya from Megillah. Ve'oitei v'irai mipei sheini de Megillah. Ve'kulon she'osu mishaola alma dashacha kosha. Alma dover shizmanei b'yoy mitzvosoi acha ha'netz. So we see we've got Shitzel Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Tam, Taka, and because of this Kasha, that you can only name Krishma Taka after Netz. What about our Shitzel? So I was Madaik Tosfos before. Tosfos before says, Amoyah Dikazach. Tosfos says, why do we name from Alei Shashacha or from Mashiach, She'oz Hu Zman Kimo? That's the time of getting up. V'chein Letzfilin, because the Ka'oma Letzfilin Ka'achim. So what's Tosfos saying? Tosfos is saying, Krishma is also not Toila on Yoyim. Krishma Toila Bashachtacha Ubaku Mechos Man Kima. Mela's Man Kima is Taka Mishiyakim. So it's Mamish the same Svara we said by Tfila is also Machlekes Rishonim. The Machlekes Achonim we said by Tfila is the Machlekes Rishonim by Krishma. The Ripaskin that Krishma is Taka is Man Kima, nothing to do with Yoim. Therefore, one can lay Lechapchila Mishiyakim because that's the Man Kima. And that's why Rabbi Yoim says the Ikamitz is Taka Til Meit Sachama, because the Ikamitz is from Mishiyakim. Till Netzachama, that's Man Kima. Rabbeinu Chananel learns, no, Krishma is also Toil on Yoim. If it's Toil on Yoim, you can't name beforehand. And if we pass against anybody ever to name Krishma before me. So it comes to Chesh in the Gemara. It's interesting enough to finish off the few days of Tehillim of davening before Nate. So we've got a few of Tehillim here. We've got number one, the Pri Chodosh, which is against Shulchan Aruch. Then a various post can say also to go to work, if you have a job and to go to work, it's called the Shach of Chat Godel. Therefore, even according to the other sub, one can daven before Nate. And then there's a Moshe Feinstein also going into that. And the other side is also one should know that according to this Shitta, if one davens the Bnei Yoina, if one davens Krishma after Nate, there's also a Bnei Yoina. One's got a chance of davening as in the minyan before Nate or davening after Nate. One should know, even though the Shach of Chat davening before Nate, of the Akaponim is also Bnei Yoina inside the Krishma, according to some Rishonim, to daven after Nate. If one davens Krishma totally after Nate, it's also Bnei Yoina. And then one's got the Shach of Chat. Of the advice and Shuvah used it, if one got the davening the Yechidus, as if one got the chance of davening the Yochid after Netz, or the Minyan before Netz, not with Netz, with Netz, definitely better, you've got both. But if you daven the Yechidus after Netz, or the Tzibah before Netz, and the Yochid after Netz, he says you put together the Ma'al of Tzibah, together with the Ma'al of Krishma Lechatchila, according to those Rishonim, it could be override the Rishonim of Chach of the Tzibah. And therefore he says in such a case it could be Taka Enoch Anama, you should say Taka Enoch Anama, you should be done the Tzibah before Net rather than down in the Yochid after Net.